Hello, Elvis fans, and welcome to the Graceland Podcast. And we have a special guest here today to talk about some fun stuff coming up. We do have a couple of things, Graceland Insiders. We have a big announcement about that. If you want to check it out, it's at graceland.com. And we also have a lot of other exciting things going on, including 60 years of rock and roll. We've announced a complete lineup of events. You can check that out at graceland.com. Speaking of which, our guest today is Catherine. She's with Backbeat Tours.
Hello.
They do the Hound Dog Tour here in Memphis, and you guys are doing something for 60 years, right?
We are. We're doing Hound Dog tours all during Elvis Week. We will have tours every single day, multiple tours usually. You can check it out at the Elvis Week schedule and also at backbeattours.com. And we're having a special tour on July 5th.
Very cool.
It's for the 50th anniversary of That's All Right, Mama. And it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and the day's full of events. So you can start out the day at Sun Studio. They're going to open their new exhibit dedicated to 60 years of rock and roll. And then you can take the Hound Dog tour. And then you can come to Levitt Shell that night. And there's a free concert featuring local Memphis music, local Memphis musicians. And then you can wrap it all up and go to Hard Rock afterwards. And they are at their new location at the front of Beale, which is close to where you guys are, right?
We are inside BB King's.
BB King's, which is like right across the street
from
the new Hard Rock.
You walk in the door and we're to the left.
Yeah, so everything's right there. You can do everything all at once, all on July 5th. So tell us about these tours. This is so cool. It was my first time doing it was Elvis Week 2012, I think. And I was just blown away. So tell us what you guys do.
2012 was a fun year. We had a ton of people here in Memphis. It's our favorite week of the year.
Absolutely. Ours too. But we're biased. So.
Well, Elvis Week is the best because we have all Elvis fans from all over the place. They take our tour. It's a completely Elvis-centered tour. It's led by musicians from Memphis who know the history. You kind of get to hear the stories from a musician's perspective. You get to sing along. There's live music on the bus. You see all the spots you could possibly want to see.
So what are some spots that Elvis fans would get to see that they may not normally get to see?
Well, we go by Lauderdale Courts, which is where Elvis lived when he moved to Memphis as a teenager. We go by the Memphian Theater, which
he frequented
all the time.
All the time. He would rent it out at 12 o'clock at
night. Bring his girlfriends.
Yeah,
it was a party.
Memphis Mafia, everyone, yeah.
But we go by a lot of really cool places. You get to see where Elvis played his very first show. A lot of fun stuff like that.
And you guys go by the Chiska Hotel, too, right?
We do.
And that's where That's All Right, Mama played for the first time.
It is.
So that's very cool. And so you actually sing on these tours.
I do.
So do you guys perform Elvis music, or how does that work?
During the Hound Dog tours, we perform almost exclusively Elvis music. But if an Elvis fan wants to hear something else, I usually play a Wanda Jackson song or something
well, we
like
love
that
Wanda
here
Jackson
and there.
Too. Yeah,
and
that's
she
a
loved
good
Elvis. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so it kind of gets mixed up. It just kind of depends on what tour you're on. But it's really friendly. You know, we interact with all of our people on the tours.
It really is. You know, it's so different. You know, I've traveled quite a bit, and all of the tours that I've taken of cities, it's kind of its own thing. It's very unique, and you don't really see anything like that anywhere else you go.
It's fun for us, too.
I know. That's what makes it so cool, is you can tell the tour guides are having just as much fun as you are.
It's a blast. One of my favorite things in the world is getting to tell people about, you know, these rock and rollers, the original rock and rollers.
Absolutely, yeah.
The stories they might have never heard. And we get to hear it from, you know, the people themselves. They're in Memphis all the time, and we get to meet them. And, you know, it's a really cool thing to share with everyone.
So you guys, okay, you have the Hound Dog Tour, which is Elvis exclusive, and then you have a couple of other tours. What other tours do you do?
We do a Mojo Tour. Okay. Which is, it covers all of the Memphis music. You know, it's not just the rock and roll. We talk about blues, soul, you go by Stax. We also have the Big Mojo, and that's my favorite.
So there's a little Mojo
there's
and a Big
Mojo. There's a little Mojo and a Big Mojo.
Okay.
The Big Mojo is the regular Mojo tour, but afterward you get to go to Sun Studio.
Which is
and you
awesome.
can't come to Memphis without going to Sun Studio. That's where everything happened.
Absolutely.
So those are our two main music tours.
Very cool. And also, you guys, 60 years of rock and roll, I think the Hound Dog Tour, you're going to have something where they can go to Sun Studio as well? Or
yes.
Is that just during Elvis Week?
No, we have that all the time.
Okay, so that's included in the Hound Dog Tour anytime you go, right?
If people want to go on that, then that's an option.
Okay, very cool. So you heard it here. You've got to go check out Backbeat Tours with Catherine. She might even end up being your music guide, right?
Yeah, hopefully. I think I'm doing most of them, so you'll probably see me.
There you go. You'll get to meet Catherine in person. And then also, you guys have a contest that kicks off this weekend.
We do. This Friday through Sunday. It's going to be the 27th through the 29th. We're having an Elvis trivia contest. It's going to be posted through our Facebook and our Twitter.
Where can they find that at?
At Facebook/Backbeat Tours and Twitter/Backbeat Tours.
Okay, that's
And
easy.
It's also on our website. If you go to www.backbeattours.com, they have the links to everything. But the trivia is going to be a lot of fun. Now, you have to think really hard. It's not stuff that you can just find on the internet.
It's not easy Elvis trivia. It's not like, when was Elvis born?
No, it's pretty difficult Elvis trivia.
So you got to be a diehard Elvis fan.
You really do.
These are the people that will be able to answer those questions
exactly.
that listen to our podcast.
Exactly.
Because they know everything about Elvis and Graceland, and I bet you they're going to be winning a tour from
you. And those are the kind of people that I want on my hound dog tours, for
sure.
Because
they're so much fun.
They
yeah,
really are.
Absolutely.
I've learned things from people. I love it. Every year I learn something new. But we'll be posting 2 trivia questions a day at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central Time.
Okay.
And on Wednesday, July 2nd, that's when we'll announce the winners.
So the winners will be for Elvis Week, right? Or it can be
anytime. If they win, they can either choose to go on a Mojo tour, which is our regular city tour.
Which they have a big and a little, right?
Right, exactly. Or they can go on the Hound Dog tour during Elvis Week.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Okay, before we wrap it up, you're kind of a Memphis native. You grew up outside of Memphis in Arkansas, right?
Yes, I did.
So what is your favorite Elvis song to perform on the tour?
My favorite Elvis song to perform on the tour, I have to say, it's That's All Right, Mama.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. And the reason is because the stories behind it are hilarious. There's so many stories about that song.
Give us a little taste of what story they might hear on your tour.
One of my favorites is Dewey Phillips tricking Elvis Presley into his interview.
Oh.
It's a good one. And when
we
take you by
one.
The Hotel Chisca, you'll hear the whole story. But
yeah.
But I love hearing about, Dewey Phillips meeting Elvis for that very first time.
He was
time.
Such a character, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, he was just so far out there.
He was so country, he called the mezzanine level the magazine level. He was something else.
Only in Memphis you can find that. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We look forward to that. You can check out that contest at Backbeat Tours on Facebook and at Backbeat Tours on Twitter.
Yes.
And you got to answer the questions correctly to win that tour. And you can get it anytime you want or during Elvis Week.
Yeah.
And Backbeat Tours is here every day, all day here in Memphis. Giving tours, showing the sights and the music of the city. So definitely check it out. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week's Graceland podcast. And you guys definitely want to check out next week's podcast because we are going to be featuring another interview from the Elvis expert who was hands-on with developing That's the Way It Is, the new deluxe edition coming out that you can see during Elvis Week. Next week, he's going to be talking Viva Las Vegas, so you don't want to miss that. You guys have a great weekend.